2 weeks of protests by angry Eastern Sudan tribes have brought operations at Port Sudan to a standstill. The protesters from the Bija and Hadandawa tribes have blocked roads and exits to the port, forcing it to close. This in protest at what they say is the region's lack of political power and poor economic conditions.
The government just takes all the tax from our ports to Khartoum without leaving us anything. Sudan is not held together by war or rule of the gun. We need them to wholeheartedly talk with us as we have genuine grievances.
The protesters are also angry with a deal the transitional government signed with Sudan's rebel groups in October last year in the South Sudanese capital Juba. Widely known as the Juba Accord, the deal includes a wealth-sharing agreement as well as reparations for those hurt by the country's long conflict. It also promises the return of refugees displaced by fighting.
We are totally against the Juba Accord. We were not invited and the whole process was hijacked by foreigners. The government knows who our leaders are too well. Let them start talking with them if they want this blockade lifted.
Sudan's transitional government has pledged to work on a political process to resolve the problems of Eastern Sudan, but it's urging the protesters who have blockaded this port to lift it immediately. The government has also said the country is on the verge of running out of essential medicines, fuel and wheat. The protesters, however, deny they've been holding back shipments of food and medical supplies.
The statement from the government was only meant to gain sympathy from the public. Throughout the protests, we haven't stopped even a single shipment of food or medical supplies from leaving the port.
The demonstrators agreed last Sunday to allow the resumption of exports of crude oil from landlocked South Sudan through a terminal on the Red Sea port. They also forced the closure of a pipeline that carries imported crude to the capital Khartoum. Sudan was already facing shortages stemming from the economic upheaval caused by the overthrow of President Omar Hassan al-Bashir in 2019. Mohammed Adou, Al Jazeera, Port Sudan.